I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. We reported earlier this week that the city of Rutland will take in about 100 mostly Syrian refugees starting in October. Rutland Mayor Christopher Laura says he's been working closely with state and federal refugee agencies to create Vermont's first relocation community for Syrians. But some local lawmakers and residents in Rutland are saying they didn't even know about the plan before it was announced this week. Mayor Loris is here to talk about the resettlement and how it came to be. Mayor, welcome back to VPR.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I understand Rutland hasn't traditionally been one of Vermont's refugee resettlement cities. How did this plan come about?
Back in November, frankly, it started with the conversation at the national level around the Syrian refugee resettlement and the fact that a number of governors said they weren't going to open their doors, and the fact that Governor Shumlin said he wanted to open our doors to Syrian refugees got me thinking that the city of Rutland is ripe for refugee resettlement. You know, our population has been declining. We have a lot of capacity for jobs and housing, and this is an opportunity to grow our community culturally and provide a level of diversity in the community that we really, really need.
It sounds like you've been considering this decision for a number of months. You've been criticized for not letting the public know about the resettlement before this week's announcement. Why not have a public discussion about this?
There was no public vote when there was a large influx at the turn of the century. It just simply is not part of who we have been in Rutland.
There's two main criticisms that I've read about this decision. The first is that this issue of taking in Syrian refugees has become quite politicized in the U.S. Some people are worried terrorists may sneak into the country with refugees. Are you worried about a potential backlash from Rutland residents about that fear?
I was fortunate enough to have a very long conference call with two individuals at the highest level of Department of State and Department of Homeland Security to discuss the security measures that are in place. And then I followed up those conversations with individuals I know at high levels of law enforcement. And I can assure the residents of Rutland that there is no risk from Syrian refugees.
At the same time, I've also seen some criticism from some people on social media saying, listen, Rutland already has enough challenges economically, a heroin epidemic. Can Rutland really afford to take on another challenge to try to resettle 100 people? Is that something the city can handle right now?
Absolutely. Rutland, more than any other community in the state, has addressed its opiate epidemic, and we have turned our community around and are seeing outcomes, verifiable outcomes, that reflect our quality of life is at the highest level it's been.
So you'll have scores of refugees coming to Rutland. They may not speak the language. They'll probably need jobs and other services. What is going to be available to help them out there?
The jobs capacity has been thoroughly reviewed, and we have the entry-level jobs positions open, available, and our employers are begging for people to fill those positions. On the English language capacity side, one of the very first people I spoke to was Mary Moran, our school superintendent, and she said she had some ELL capacity.
ELL meaning English language learners.
Yes.
If there is a cost for any of the programs you're talking about, who pays for that?
There's no cost at the local level. There's not going to be any impact to our tax base. When refugees initially come to any community, they are given $925 one-time money for each person in the household, and then there's no further funds from the Department of State after that. So Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program does one thing very, very well. They ensure that their clients become self-sufficient within 4 to 8 months.
I've seen some criticism from people who say that this move is motivated by money, by the city getting money. Will Rutland get any tax breaks or incentives or grants to host refugees?
No, and that is a ridiculously false narrative. Not only are people saying Rutland will stand to see a windfall, there are individuals who are even saying that I'm going to see a personal windfall. It frankly speaks to the misinformation and outright disinformation that individuals who are fearful of this community will point to try to distract from their fears.
We've been talking with Rutland Mayor Christopher Loris about the city's plan to take in 100 refugees, mostly from Syria, starting this fall. Mayor, thanks for speaking with us.
Sure. Thank you very much.